This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. First Person Account of a Seed by Vinita Agrawal. All night, the face of awning green hovers above me. Its branches carved partly with the grimace of my own imagination. The sacred wounds of trees leaves me trembling in my own hands. This is the first lesson, though it comes from no sage, no guide, but myself, that if I must shatter, let it be outward, like a burst of light, leaves, flowers, fruits, not this inward scoping and scraping of darkness. In the afternoon, a laburnum, golden and thick as a second sun, spills over my shoulders while I am bent over in contemplation, oblivious to the miracle of the universe arriving blindingly through the window. The yellow blooms are the second lesson, both an elegy and an anthem, my true trophy. I must remember them, for memory is the only permanence on the tarmac of sprouting. Germinating is not a cage. I don't squirm or shrink to break open my coat, nor my vest of testa and tegmen. To pollulate is to swim through an ocean of moist soil, air, sunlight, then thrust out a radical. The enunciation of flowers, until colors jostle with colors, is speech, if only it could be understood. I dream of 1,000 forests, in my frantic hunger to wrestle with as many shadows as there are beams of light. To exist without a map is the third lesson. To speak and not be heard. To have my ribs ache with greed for verdancy. To lose friends to the whirl of winds. To vanish for no reason. To stay unbroken, even in the breaking. The Listener by Laura Tice. Her magic was so gentle you may not have known it for a spell. The way she was able to listen so openly that we were each coaxed into speaking our language. The fiddle began to talk of the willow tree it had been, how it had feasted on light and liquid, how it had swayed and creaked in the wind like a door to another realm. The piano confessed how its beauty was forged from the killing of a playful giant who had loved his life of mischief and joy. While the rain outside sang along in the dangerous language of water, a complicated grammar of clouds and droplets, stillness and rush. Even the silence afterwards surprised itself for the first time in the mirror of her quiet attention, and bowed like a secret word that had suddenly understood its own significance. I am the Dove by Gigi. I am the dove. My song is mournful. A single nerve splitting cry out in pain because it's fucking raining and pouring with pressure and bullshit. And there's nothing I can do to stop it. And it feels like I'll absolutely burst before a diamond is formed. I am the dove. I bring the water through tears and motherhood and a basket of fresh laundry that always happens to wind up on the bed in a lump, similar to the one stuck in my throat from all of the words that I want to spit in your face. I am the dove. So instead of spitting on you, I scream at myself and I cry out to God asking why, even though I already know the goddamn answers. Because I just want the clipping of my wings to commence, so I can finally take flight and truly soar, the way God has been preparing me. Sometimes, by Hanya Anwar. Sometimes I wish I was born a man, in true Plathian fashion, to roam the desolate fields at dusky dawn, without the gripping fear of being stripped bare and torn. If I were a man, I wonder, would I fight half as much with my mother? Would she chastise me for not wordlessly helping around the house, were I a son and not a daughter? Would my father have turned away the childish, outstretched hand that reached towards his noisy, busy factory, were I a son and not a daughter? If I were a man, would I have worried about unborn children, part of unlived futures and the thousand ways I would fail them? The only reason Rhett could say he didn't give a damn was because he was a man. I was born with all the dams in the world crammed into me until I began to choke. When I Fall Asleep, by Jessica Lyon Wall. I was 12 when they brought me back. The process was a slow one. Over a year I went unnoticed, pale, thin, and guzzling my brother's juice in secret. One day I went to sleep and didn't wake up. I don't know how I got there, but I remember some bright lights. Then starched sheets in my teddy, the wires in my hair. They said I had been gone 3 days. Link up my machines, I could be in industry. This is perhaps a story I should never tell. I'd find my mom in the medicine room, practicing, stabbing citrus again. But oranges don't bruise and satsumas don't feel pain. The needles got shorter, the technology refined. They were ever sure they would fix the biology in my lifetime and find a decent cure. I am fearful and alone with it. That is how it feels. And if I do sleep, I have the dreams. I settle down, I pull the duvet up, turn the lamp off. I wonder what my night will bring, whether my body is done, if the morning will come, or if it will blossom into the perfect combination of sugar and hormones. A day I've never seen before, at the clock's 12th strike. Now the sun glows like corridor lights. How I live is this. And this is what it's like. A Pocket Full of Joy, by Mishti Singh. Joy doesn't always dance in parades or call your name from mountaintops. Sometimes, it drifts in quietly the same way light pools on windowsills, the same way a breeze remembers your hair. It hides in mismatched teacups, in songs that start slow and end in smiles. In the rustle of pages at midnight, and the comfort of socks pulled just right. A butterfly doesn't know how much wonder it carries. A laugh once shared can echo longer than any storm. These are the things we tuck in our pockets, not loud, not bold, not grand, but soft, like petals lost in journals, blooming when we understand. Theory, by Maggie Devers. The bees dive back in the pool even though they can't swim. Something to do with their polarity of navigation or death wish. I've not yet decided which story to believe. Soul move between the two as suits what I seek that day. Alignment or death. Perhaps they are not so far off. We seek extremes to know the boundary, the lines we inhabit. Crawling on the underside of the string, lost to physics or the reality we believe we inhabit. Perhaps the veil looks different than we imagine, and the moth to a flame isn't so absolute in the end. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.